Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Governor Bruce Rauner's administration has outlined more than $200 million in cuts it wants to make to Illinois' new budget, including human services, agriculture programs, and transportation. The cuts were presented in materials the governor's office gave to the four legislative caucuses. Democratic Representative Greg Harris from Chicago says the cuts include $89 million to human service programs, including autism services, after-school programming, and immigrant and refugee services. Well, Iowa U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says she now has it in writing from the U.S. EPA that it will uphold the renewable fuel standard. Rob Dillard has more.
The Republican says she received a letter from EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt pledging to support the RFS, which mandates the use of biofuels in gasoline. The Trump administration became the target of a heavy lobbying effort from Iowa elected officials and farm groups after it was reported the EPA would scale back the RFS. Ernst says she's relieved.
This is a huge victory for our farmers and for manufacturers, and to get this assurance in writing was key.
Ernst says she will now support President Trump's nominees for key posts in the EPA, including the man who will be in charge of enforcing the RFS. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
The chief judge of Iowa's 7th Judicial District will serve another term. Yesterday, the chief justice of the Iowa Supreme Court announced appointments for each of the 8 districts, including the reappointment of Marlita Grieve. Judge Grieve first became chief judge in 2013 and was given another 2-year term in 2015. Her new term will begin in January. After law school, Grieve was in private practice for 14 years before her appointment to the bench in 2006. The 7th Judicial District covers 5 counties: Scott, Muscatine, Cedar, Clinton, and Jackson. Well, a visiting artist at Augustana College needs more crocheted circles to complete an expanded yarn bombing project. The college's Teaching Museum of Art received a federal grant to yarn bomb a large tree on campus. But since word spread around the Quad Cities, it's grown to include another tree at Longfellow Elementary School in Rock Island and 9 trees at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. Carol Hummel is a sculptor from Ohio who's one of the founders of the yarn bombing craze.
Everybody loves them, and I think it's a lot to do with nostalgia, that their grandma might have crocheted them an afghan or a hat or a sweater. And people really connect with the crocheting and knitting process.
Hummel designed the public art project on a computer, including which colors would be used.
This concept is the Augustana College colors, which are blue and gold. And then I got some of the colors from the Quad Cities, which are the teal and the red, are used a lot in their publicity. And so I have the Augustana colors wrapping around the Quad City. And that's, to me, to show that together we're more beautiful.
For the next week, Hummel, her daughter, and assistant at Augustana College students will continue yarn bombing the trees, but they need more circles. Yarn Bomb QC will be unveiled on Sunday, October 29th. More information is online at augustana.edu/yarnbombqc. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.